Hey, bud.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Good to see you again. All right. Happy to see you. Happy to see you. You guys aren't too bad. Sometimes I'd rather see you than them.
Wow.
Sometimes. Well, we're getting back to preparations on Buffalo. They've got a terrific defensive line, very good corners, some excellent skill receivers and running backs. And so it'll be, I'm anxious for us to go out and start playing like a good football team again. And I know it's been a while, but we talked about a lot of things in the meeting this morning, and hopefully we can get through to them.
Is it fair to compare Buffalo's front to Detroit's, or is it unfair to compare anybody the way Detroit's playing right now?
I think Buffalo's got a very good front. The two inside guys, Marcel Darius and Kyle Williams, are both very good. Mario Williams on the outside. Jerry Hughes is playing really good now. And, that's the thing that people forget is sometimes some of these young guys like Marcel Darius and Jerry Hughes, they start getting better as they get in. Sometimes it takes a little bit longer than you want. And I know we have a lot of young guys, and probably takes a little longer than I want at times too. But sometimes patience is a virtue.
What kind of matchups are you guys spotlighting in the film room?
Well, we got to block their defensive front. Is a big one. We got to make sure that we do a better job of getting open with the receivers. They've got, Stephon Gilmore. I thought he was a very good corner coming out. I liked him a lot. And they got McKelvin. Aaron Williams is playing safety. He was a second round corner. Is playing safety. So. We're very aware of what they do, and then obviously Watkins is a terrific receiver, and Woods I think has come a long way. He looks good. He's very competitive. Chandler the tight end, and obviously the two backs. But we've got to get better at what we do.
How have you seen Teddy respond after Sunday?
He's good. He's fine. He'll be good.
Chad Greenway, build a practice today.
Yes.
Mike, Jason Taylor said on the air the other day, the former pass rusher, that with a porous line and not a great running attack, that he thinks there's a risk of Teddy maybe becoming shell-shocked, being thrown in there, and even alluded to David Carr, who was sacked 76 times as a rookie in 2002. Is that a concern, throwing Teddy as a rookie for the future with a limited running game and the problems you've been having with the line?
Well, I don't know about Jason Taylor's comments, but I do know that I know Teddy, and I'm not worried about him. He's got a very tough mindset. He's a great competitor. He's got mobility in the pocket, so he can move. So I'm not very concerned about that. And we're going to block better.
Is that the A1 priority now, to obviously, with after the 8 sacks, to protect Teddy better?
No, it's not the A1. We got several that we have to do, but it is a priority, yes.
You talked about patience with young players a minute ago. Two draft picks, Scott and David, I think only one of them has been active for a game. I guess, what are you seeing in their progress, even though that they might not be active, but what are you kind of seeing in their development as rookies?
Well, they're both getting better. Crichton, he's been close a lot to being active. I think he was active for the first week. But unfortunately, he can only dress 46. And Yankee is getting better. We're just trying to get him better with his technique and some of the things he does.
It'd be hard for young guys just kind of wanting to play, but knowing that.
Yeah, it just takes time. It takes time. So, I think you've seen a huge progression in Xavier Rhodes this year. Sometimes the maturation process of young players takes a little bit longer. I was thinking about the guys we had in Cincinnati, and Carlos Dunlap didn't start till his third year. I can't remember his name. Geno Atkins, he was a situational pass rusher his first year. Kirkpatrick didn't play at all. So, sometimes it just takes time, and sometimes you got guys in front of them that are more experienced and more dependable.
Mike, with Creighton not playing, does that make it tough on the other guys just trying to keep a rotation and keep those guys fresh on the defense?
No, I think we had a pretty good rotation last week. I think, Shamar Stephan played very well. He got in there quite a bit. Wooten got in and played more last week. We're going to continue to try to do that. And, you know, sometimes you get to dress 8 defensive linemen and sometimes you get to dress 7. So it just, you know, just depends on the week and who we got up.
You had told Bills writers this morning that you'd like to get Ozzie out and maybe a few more carries. What is the thinking there? Is it more going back to a 2-back and going with the guy who gets the hot hand during the game, or what's kind of the thinking?
No, I just like Asiata. I think he's got some physicality. He's played well this year. He had that one fumble against Green Bay, but that was after a 12-yard run. But Matt's an extremely dependable guy, and, you know, I anticipate that when he carries the ball, he's going to get some yardage. And it's not a knock on McKinnon at all, because I think McKinnon still has the explosiveness. So I would just like to see us keep using them both.
You've talked about Teddy being a guy who studies hard. After a game like Sunday, has he been in the building even more?
Not more. He's been in a lot, but I don't know that it's any more.
Like, are you concerned about the drops from the receivers at all? It seems like the numbers are pretty high there. Doing more to kind of concentrate on that?
Well, I'm concerned about a lot of things, but our guys have a good hand, so I anticipate we'll get out of that thing. But we got to catch them when we have the opportunities, and we got to block guys when we have the opportunity. I have an interesting stat for you that, you know, I have talked a lot about winning and losing and what caused you to win and what good teams do and what bad teams do. And, the 2 games we won, we've had no turnovers and no sacks. 2 games we lost, we've had 10 turnovers and 20 sacks. Or the 3 games we lost, I guess. So, kind of tells you where it's at right there.
What can you do to get more of that separation with the wide receivers?
Keep working on it. We got to keep working on it. We got to, there's some other things we can do that we're not going to talk about. But we got to, we've got a period today where we're going to get going and get out there again and work on some of those things.
Coach, what does a good team need to do against Buffalo's backs?
Well, Spiller is an excellent big play guy that has a ton of speed to the perimeter. We've got to be very, very disciplined in where we are in that. And the receivers do a good job of blocking. And with Fred Jackson, I've always thought he's a great back, excellent slash guy, tough guy. He's an extremely good back. And same thing with him. And then we've got to tackle. We can't be diving at guys, and we got to wrap up.
Mike, it seems Linval is really committed, or this past game committed to your technique more so than maybe the Packers game. Did you? Is that a fair way of looking at it?
I don't know about committed. I think he understands better. He played, obviously, a ton better. I think all the guys are committed to what we're trying to do and what we're trying to preach. Sometimes we don't get the job done, but he played very well last week, and he responded to the challenges.
Mike, did you get a chance at all to see what happened with Vontaze Burfict on Sunday, cranking on the guy's ankles?
I saw very little of it, but I mean, I've heard about it.
Does that surprise you at all with him, or something out of character for him at all?
I love Vontaze, so he's a good football player and a tough guy. So if I can't comment on what he did, but I know he's a good kid. And at least around me, he was always a good kid.
What have you seen from Cal Orton since he's taken over as their quarterback?
Well, he's been pretty proficient with the ball. You know, he had an interception against Detroit for a touchdown, but he gets the ball out quick. I think he understands the reads and the protections pretty good as far as we're going for only being there for a month or so. He's probably not going to be running the zone read like they did before, but You know, I've always thought he throws a great ball, you know, every time I've played against him in the past.
Do you, obviously, you're very high on Teddy, and but do you look at Buffalo's in a situation, they started a rookie quarterback last year, now he loses his job in his second year. Not that that has anything to do with Teddy, but do you look at those other situations and maybe why other rookie quarterbacks have success, why some don't, what have you?
I'm so worried about my situation here, I don't worry too much about it.
Do you plan on starting the same five linemen Sunday?
Possibly.
How has McKinney played? How's he graded out?
Good. He missed the protection, and you know, there's a couple times he had the right guy and got beat physically, but for the most part, you got to consider where he's come from and what the position he played before, and all the different things that is going on with the running back nowadays in the NFL. I think he's doing very well.
Xavier and Josh, where do you think they've improved the most? It seems like they're with their man a lot more than maybe preseason or early in the season.
Well, they're getting better with their techniques. You know, they've got a tough job. You know, when you're out there one-on-one with good receivers all the time, it's not an easy job because those guys are terrific athletes, and we ask them to do an awful lot. So far, they've been good at what they've been doing. So, but we can't, you know, you can't be good 3/4 of the time, and then 1/4 you give up, some, you know, first down or a catch here and there. And I'm trying to, you know, it's no different than I'm trying to preach to the rest of the team. We can't be good 3/4 of the time, or the mindset has to be that we don't let our guy catch the ball. We don't let our guy make the tackle. We don't let our guy sack the quarterback. And so it doesn't matter how many times you do good. It's the one time you do bad, it costs the football team. And, you know, that's kind of always been my mantra with the corners is, and people don't realize this, but there's a lot to be, you know, everybody wants to get interceptions. I got that. But there's something to be said about your guy not catching the ball and, you know, them having to go somewhere else. To me, that's a big value if my guy isn't catching the ball, because I can worry about other things. And, you know, and maybe I'm the only one that thinks that way, but I do.
Do you feel like Josh is pushing Munnerlyn at all for that starting spot, or is it kind of captains for the foreseeable future?
And I don't – foreseeable future is pretty far for me right now, so I'm just looking at this week. Yeah, this week I'm just looking at.
Where does pass protection with running backs, when you assess an overall running back and how much he plays, we always think about yards per carry and can you catch the ball. Where does pass protection fit in the overall scheme as to how important it is and how much playing time they get based on?
Well, if a running back does not know who to, in today's NFL, if a running back does not know who to block in protection, he's not very good, because he's going to get your quarterback killed. And I know when I was with Parcells, he told the team every year at the beginning of camp that he can't put them in the games, the rookies can't put them in the game if they don't know how to protect or who to protect, because they'd get the quarterback killed. So, I mean, it's a big part of it.
Time for two more.
How much did that factor into the problems on Sunday?
You know, there was a multitude of problems. I mean, it wasn't, you know, and I told the team this today. It's not about, you know, when you get sacks, it's not just the offensive line. It's the receivers not getting open or missing the sight or missing the hot adjustment, or the running back missing blitz, or the offensive lineman not blocking their guys. I mean, or the quarterback holding the ball too long or throwing it the wrong place or getting a quarterback or getting a protection redirected the right way. So it's a team issue. It's not just I know everybody focuses on one part, but it's a team issue, and we got to get it fixed.
How good are the running backs you have at pass blocking, do you think?
Pretty good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, guys are always going to get – I mean, we always try to – defensively, we're always trying to look for a matchup that we like, and I'm sure other people are no different than us.
You expect to see a new team on Sunday?
a new team, I expect to see an old team, one that we that I saw before. For the we the reason, you know, this is not a simple or a magical answer, but the team that played so good in the preseason, they played good in the first game, they played good in Atlanta, we did the things I was talking about earlier. So hopefully they'll understand what the importance of is of this to playing winning football.
All right.
Thank you.